What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your host, Caroline. Yes, it is just me this week. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know that typically the show is hosted with me and my twin sister, Anne Catherine. But every once in a while, we like to do solo episodes. So this week, it is just me. I don't know why that made me think. Did anyone, like, back in the day watch that Cody Ko video with the girls Girl Defined? I feel like that was the first funny YouTube video that I ever watched. And it was so funny. And I watched it so many times. And wow, the internet was so simple back then when you would have like one funny video and you could watch it over and over and over again. And now there's just like a mass production of content. I feel like there aren't those big cultural moments anymore where everyone sees the same thing. But if you guys saw that video, I remember there was a clip in it where it was like two sisters and one of them was gone for one. And she was like, I kicked Kristen out for this one. And then Cody Ko like made it a meme. We're like, I kicked Kristen. Okay. Anyways, that was dramatic. But I kicked and Catherine out for this one. It is just me today. Let's start with a story and something that I experienced recently. So I moved to New York by myself for just a couple of months. If you guys follow me on Instagram, then you know I'm on this little journey of testing out different cities and different places and trying to figure out where I want to be. And I'm going to do a whole other episode on this topic in general because I have found it kind of hard to explain that all just like on Instagram and through videos. And that is why I love this podcast, is because we can have these longer form conversations and actually talk about things and get into them. And so I'm going to make a whole episode on my plan for the year and also how I'm logistically making it all happen, because I've obviously had a lot of questions about like, how am I finding short-term places and what is the financial situation of that? And it is kind of difficult and I'm kind of figuring it out as I go, but I'm going to give you guys all of my tips and talk about that. Point being, I have been in New York City for a few weeks now and I have been kind of figuring it out. My goal was to really jump into a lifestyle in each of the places that I'm going to be, since I am only committing to being in places for like a couple months at a time. So in my first week, I wanted to join a new gym, obviously, so I could keep up my routine. I didn't really want to tour like a bunch of them. I thought about it for a second, like, oh, maybe I should tour a ton. And then I was like, Girl, you got like weeks. You literally have weeks. Like, you just pick a place and go, because if you don't even like it, it's literally weeks. So I joined a gym. It's kind of a chain around New York. It seems like some of my friends were in locations like around New York City. Anyways, I go to this new gym. It's my first day there. I'm trying to do my thing and I'm like setting up a squat rack to do my squats. And this trainer kind of like taps me on the shoulder and gets my attention. And he's like, hey, what are you doing? What are you setting up for? Like, you look fit. And so I was just like, oh, hey, like, yeah, I'm setting up for my first squats and stuff. And then he was like, oh, like, how do you usually train? And I was like, oh, you know, well, like, I'm just kind of doing a full body today. This is my first day at the gym. I just got here. I'm trying to get a lay of the land and figure it out. And he was like, oh, I'm a new trainer here too. Like, let me get your Instagram. And so naturally, I pull up my Instagram and sometimes I don't really like giving out my Instagram to strangers a little bit, even though like I am so public, because I'm like, I don't want now then you to feel like you can contact me anytime or like you to perceive me like that, but whatever. So I give him my Instagram. Obviously he sees that like I have followers and I post about fitness stuff, and he's like, oh my God, like we should collab. I'm like, bruh, I just met you. This is my first day at the gym, but like, you know, I don't want to make anyone hate me. So I'm just like, yeah, sure. Or like, you know, whatever, just kind of brushing it off. Like, hey, yeah. And he was like, well, like, have you ever done High Rocks? Like, I'm trying to start like a group fitness High Rocks class. And I was like, oh, honestly, like, that sounds pretty interesting. I did High Rocks in New York City last June. I'm not sure if I'll do the race again because I'm not really sure where I'm going to be. But like, yeah, if you do a class, like, I would totally join like a class session or something and try it out. And he was like, well, how about meet me here tomorrow in the morning and I'll take you through a training session. And I was like, you know what? I'm trying to be open to new things and meeting new people and just like saying yes to stuff. So sure, like if I'm going to go to the gym anyways, let's do a training session and see how it goes. The next day, I show up to the gym and I'm ready to do my session. And we also talked about doing like an in-body scan, because usually when you get like a free personal training session your first time at the gym, they do that. And I've done it before where it tells you like your muscle mass and your body fat percentage, and it breaks things up. If no one's ever done an in-body, it's basically like, instead of being just a scale, it has these electrode things and it can measure all different parts of your body. So like literally the muscle mass of different limbs and your body fat percentage and water weight and things like that. And so like I do honestly think it's a pretty cool thing to measure. And it's something that I've done before when I've been trying to build muscle and track that and stuff. And I haven't done it in a while. So I was like, you know what? Like it's been about a year. It'd be interesting to see where I'm at. So I show up to my session, step on that. This trainer, he didn't like necessarily ask me anything about my past in fitness. He didn't ask me, like, how long have you been training? What types of things have you done? Like, where did you start? He didn't ask me what my goals are. And realistically, my goals right now, for anyone who's been following, like, I've been trying to build a lot of strength this winter. I do feel like I was running a lot over the summer, and then I was traveling a lot in Australia, and I felt like I'd lost a bit of muscle. And so my focus this winter has been to build muscle and to put on some body mass. And with that, like, I've definitely gained a little bit of weight. I also think that's, like, kind of natural for winter in general. But I've had myself in a pretty good headspace where I'm like, yeah, that's part of the program. If I want to build muscle, I'm going to build weight. My clothes might fit a little bit differently. I might, you know, gain a little bit of fat in the progress just because my body, like, is gaining weight and is gaining stuff overall. And so that honestly has been kind of my goal. And at the same time, I'm also really focused on healing from a running injury. And so I'm very much focused on mobility and performance goals and all of these other things. And, like, really, my fitness goals are not attached to my weight right now. Like, honestly, my fitness goals in general were never really about weight. But when I did struggle a bit more with, like, over-exercising and disordered eating and that kind of stuff, I feel like it was more from a sense of, like, perfectionism. Like, I felt like if I was going to be healthy and if I was going to be in the gym, then I had to do it absolutely perfectly. And if you've followed me for a while, whether you've listened to the podcast or been on my Instagram, like, you know that that's kind of been part of my journey. Is, like, I definitely was a little bit over the top and obsessive when I first got into fitness, and I've had to unlearn a lot of those things and build, like, a much healthier relationship with fitness and with food and with my body, as I think most people have, because especially if you are someone who is, like, an overachieving type, and if you like fitness and if you like nutrition, it can be really hard to find that line between what is healthy and what is taking care of myself and what is being passionate about this versus what is being obsessive about it and what is being controlling and what is disordered. It's kind of a fine line, and it really all comes down to your mindset. And so I've worked really hard to build good mindsets about these things. And all that to say, if someone had taken a moment to ask me about my goals, I might have been able to tell them that, but this trainer didn't. I step on the scale. He sees my body weight come up as 140 pounds. He sees my body fat percentage come up to, I think it was like 21% right now. And without asking, like I said, anything about my fitness history, because also, what if my starting point was, like, from a much unhealthier weight and this was actually, like, a really good position for me to be in? Or what if, like, I kind of have had a history of disordered eating where weight gain is a positive thing for me? You know, like, you don't really know the context of anything by just looking at somebody's weight and looking at their breakdown. And again, like, he didn't ask any of those questions or know anything about my goals or my fitness history. He sees these numbers, 140 pounds, 21% body fat. And he says, oh, you should be 18% body fat. And it's funny because he said, oh, you don't even look like that. I feel like you look decently lean, but you should be at 18% body fat. So you should be 125 pounds. So you should lose 15 pounds. And yeah, I'll help you do that. This shook me for a lot of different reasons. And it's why I want to have this conversation, because he said to me straight up that he thought that I looked fit. That's why he approached me in the beginning. When he even saw those numbers, he said, oh, interesting, I feel like you look leaner than that. And yet he still took those numbers and said, you have 15 pounds to lose. That scares me a lot, because I know that there are not 15 pounds on my body that, like, I could lose in a healthy way. And it would not be healthy for my body to lose that. The thought that there are fitness professionals out there who are employed to give advice, who people are looking to for advice, who people are going to for advice, and they're going to throw out these, like, uneducated, just, like, pulling shit out of their ass advice is scary, because I'm certified as a personal trainer. I've been in the fitness industry for years. I know better than that. And it still shook me, and it still made me question, especially because, you know, I am in this place where I have gained a little bit of weight over the past couple of months and all of that. And, like, you know, I'm definitely teetering the line with my body image and my confidence. And some days it hasn't been so great recently. And so to hear that, I was like, whoa, am I more far gone than I thought? Like, is there something wrong here? Would someone look at me and perceive me as, like, needing that much of a transformation right now? I don't know. And so this situation has really sat with me, and I wanted to bring it up on the podcast because I think a lot of people follow me on Instagram because I try to be very vulnerable about, you know, my history with fitness and my mindsets around fitness. And I really disagree with a lot of the narrative that we have around women's fitness and around women's bodies and fitness. And so I think a lot of people look to me for that because I have, you know, made it a point over the years of having my platform to consistently bring up these conversations. But it's interesting because a lot of the time the conversations have been very anecdotal. They've been about my experience and my internal mindset, or they have been about things that I've seen online or things that I see happening in society and in the world. I haven't had an experience like this in a long time, if ever, where somebody has said something like that to me. And it has been this like personal experience that I have had to work through. And so I thought that this was kind of an interesting anchor to the podcast episode for a couple reasons, because it brings up, one, everything that is wrong with the fitness industry and the women's fitness industry and the way we talk about women's bodies and the way that we don't really educate women on their bodies and on their health and fitness, but instead, you know, we just try to instill insecurities in them, because then that is how the fitness industry profits. And that's how you keep looking to people for advice. And that's how you keep looking to buy products, because, you know, they don't actually really want you healthy. They kind of just want you insecure, because then you keep buying their stuff and listening to them. And then there's also the body image and the confidence side of it, which is like, you know, there's the action and then there's my reaction to it. And so I think it's kind of double-sided. And I haven't really spoken on the podcast specifically about body image and confidence in a while, even though it's something I bring up on Instagram. And for whatever reason, it like kind of intimidates me too, because I think that is what a lot of people look to me for. And so I've put myself in this position where it almost seems like, oh, I'm an expert on, you know, having self-confidence and having a positive body image. But like, that's actually not true. Like, I'm just a 23-year-old girl, and I have, for whatever reason, found myself like vulnerable enough and honest enough to be able to talk about it online. But it doesn't mean that I am like some expert in it. You know, I'm just a girl and I want to talk about those experiences, because I think it's real stuff that we all feel. And I do think these things are important to talk about, because I have been in the fitness industry online for 4 or 5 years now. And you know, I have like a real love-hate relationship with social media, because I think that it can be a really powerful tool. But I think on the other hand, it can be like a huge spreader of fake information and misinformation. The biggest thing I've learned in 4 years in the women's fitness industry is that, you know, if we talked about hormone health the same way that we talked about having a flat stomach, then more women would know that your body actually needs, you know, 20% plus body fat in order to be hormonally healthy. But long-term hormone health doesn't sell the same way that, you know, selling a flat stomach and selling detox teas and, you know, flat stomach stuff does. And so we don't talk about it. And so the narrative neglects actual women's health. And so what I mean by that is a lot of the fitness industry actually doesn't really care if you're healthy or not. They care if you are insecure or not, because the more that you think that the goal is to have 0% body fat and the goal is to have a flat stomach, the more you are going to listen to all of these people who say, do these 5 ab exercises, drink this tea, take my supplement, take my GLP-1. And then the more that you are going to listen to them and feed into them and pay them, versus if you understood that a woman's body actually needs 20 to 30% of body fat to be healthy, if you understood that, you know, a flat stomach is not actually the pinnacle of health, but things like strength and longevity and bone density are actually much better markers of those things, then you would be much more confident on your own and you wouldn't be paying these people. It also neglects the fact that, you know, how we look often comes down to genetics way more often than it comes down to anything else. And so I also kind of talk about this narrative of, you know, chasing strong over chasing skinny. I don't ever want someone who like naturally has a skinny and smaller body to think that I'm saying there's something wrong with your body. What I think is wrong is the narrative that like the skinnier you are, the better you are, the healthier you are, because that is not true. And I just think that like so much more often we should be focused on actual health and actual strength than we are skinniness. And, you know, we think that being the skinniest versions of ourselves and having this like idealistic, perfect body is the pinnacle of everything. Like, girls are growing up thinking that that is everything, that that is happiness, that that is getting people to like you, that that is fitness, and that that is health, and that that is the peak of beauty. We almost grow up thinking that we would be willing to do anything to get there, because that is going to unlock everything else in life. And it's such a horrible narrative, because for, you know, probably more than 99% of people, this idealistic dream body, you know, tall, slim, skinny, wide hips, thigh gap, small waist, all of that, like, is not actually possible.
There's something about this time of year that makes me want to reset a little bit, like actually commit to the things I've been saying I care about for a long time. And if you've been following me on Instagram, you know I recently recommitted to learning Mandarin. And Catherine and I actually lived in Hong Kong for middle school, so we learned it pretty young. And for years, I kept telling myself I didn't want to lose that part of me. But recently, I had this realization that I am closer to 30 than I am 13, and it actually is slipping away. So this year, I finally did something about it. And honestly, it has been one of the most fulfilling things I've added back into my life. Because learning Mandarin right now is not for work, it's not for anyone else, it is just for me, and it made me realize that I haven't done something like just for myself in a long time, and it feels really good. So that's why I've been using Rosetta Stone. It's been around for over 30 years and is one of the most trusted language learning platforms. And what I love is that it doesn't feel like traditional studying. You're not memorizing random vocabulary or translating everything back to English. You're actually learning the language the way it's meant to be learned by connecting words and visuals and meaning and context. The lessons are super easy to fit into your day. I'll do a quick session in the morning or even just a few minutes when I have downtime. And I've genuinely noticed my pronunciation improving with their true accent feature, which gives you real-time feedback on your pronunciation. It just makes the whole process feel way more natural and actually sustainable. So whether your goal is travel, reconnecting with something from your past like me, or just learning something new, it is such a good way to make this season feel intentional. If you're ready to start learning a new language this spring, visit rosettastone.com and use code TODAY to get started. That's rosettastone.com and code TODAY to begin your language learning journey.
We neglect the fact that so much of that really comes down to genetics, your height, your bone structure. You could be in the best shape of your life and you could still not look like that. Body image can run really deep because you're always comparing yourself up to what you think looks better and what you think looks more perfect. And so, you know, to somebody else, you could look like you have a perfect body. It is really easy to go all of our lives never being fully content with how we look, never feeling fully confident in our bodies and ourselves. And like that, it's just like a really sad existence and experience because, you know, our bodies are our homes. It is like who we are. It is the body that we are existing in for the entirety of our lives. And it is just such a waste to spend our lives taking ourselves apart and thinking that like we are not good enough, because there are just certain things that like we are not going to be able to change about our bodies. And so like if I take myself, for example, I can be in the absolute best shape of my life. I can be at peak physical performance. I can look toned. I can have strong muscle. I can have visible abs. I will never have a thigh gap. That's not part of my bone structure. And I grew up thinking that like I could create that. I grew up watching like, you know, 5-minute workout videos on YouTube. And I would scroll through all of the comments looking for people who said like, this worked for me. This got me my results. Like how long did it take? Update me in a week, like all of this stuff. And I would think that if I like laid in my room doing these thigh gap workouts that somehow miraculously this would happen to my body, when that is not true. Like a thigh gap just comes down to bone structure and it doesn't matter how slim I am. It doesn't matter how in shape I am and how fit I am. Like that is just not the way that my body is distributed. And so it's never going to happen. And I think we've created this like horrible narrative where we make some of these things seem like the pinnacle of beauty and the pinnacle of health and like almost success in life in some way, to like, if you look perfect, then everything else is going to fall in place. And like so many girls grow up thinking that and thinking that that's what we're chasing. And it can just be so problematic. And so that is kind of like my overall perspective on body image and like some of my experience with it, because I still struggle with it all the time. Like all the things that I grew up like thinking were insecurities, like I can be much more neutral with them now, but it's still the same. Like I don't always feel like my legs look the same in leggings or in jeans like somebody else's does. I feel like I put on, like I was literally trying on clothes the other day and I am in New York City, so I want like new going out stuff and like things to wear out because I don't feel like I packed properly. Anyways, I ordered a bunch of different like mini skirts and skorts and stuff, and they're all in my size. But so many of them, either like I could barely zip them up on the side, or I just felt like they looked really bad and they looked really unflattering. And I had to look myself in the mirror and be like, girl, you've been trying to build a butt. Like you've been in the gym, you've been working on glutes, like you've been trying to build muscle back. Like it is okay if this cannot zip over your butt. That's actually a good sign. But it's hard to like have experiences like that and not feel like, oh, there's something wrong with me. this doesn't look the same on me as it looked on someone else, or this is supposed to be my size. Why doesn't it fit? Like, oh my God, the world is ending. Like, body image and confidence, it's something that I think every single person deals with on a day-to-day basis. And we have to work hard to be more confident in ourselves and be, you know, more positive and even just like more neutral in the way that we think about ourselves. And I think it's something that we need to continue talking about and continue combating, especially when, you know, social media is not going anywhere. The comparison of it is not going anywhere. These health and wellness businesses that are preying on our insecurities are not going anywhere. But this experience that I had is just not something that I have ever had before, where then I had to go through an entire workout with this guy because I wasn't willing to like kind of fight it and stand up for myself in the moment. I did say when he said 15 pounds, I was like, that seems like a lot. Like I don't really know that I have 15 pounds to lose. And also, you know, I definitely don't want to lose any of my muscle. I've been working hard to build my muscle. He kind of brushed it off. I don't know. And then we started doing the actual workout. He had me warm up for 10 minutes on the Stairmaster. There was another comment, low key. Now I'm just going to dish everything. But I was then warming up on the treadmill and he was, or the Stairmaster, and he literally just like watched me for 10 minutes. And I was like, this is like, this is so uncomfortable after those comments. And like, I didn't really ask you to train me. You asked me to be here, but now I don't really want to be here. And I feel like I can't get out of this because I also just signed up for this gym and I have to come back here. And so I was like warming up on the Stairmaster. And then he was, you know, kind of eyeing me up and down and looking. And he was like, you know what? Now that I look at you, maybe eight. Maybe you're right. Maybe I overshot with 15. Like, maybe eight's good. And I'm like, where are you getting this from? Like, where are you? Like, I just felt like he was trying to pull a number out of his ass to like set some arbitrary goal so that I would then feel like, oh, I have something that I need to fix and I need to work with this guy to be able to do that. Like, I just felt like he was trying to like instill an insecurity in me and instill this thought that I had to lose weight because he didn't, like I said, I'm certified as a personal trainer. I've worked with other trainers before. No one has ever spoken to me this way. It is a trainer's job to learn your health and fitness history, your health and fitness goals, and help you get there. It is not their job to put you on a scale, to look at you and say, oh, I think you have 15 pounds to lose. Now I'll help you do it. Do it with me. Like, it was just kind of like the most absurd experience ever because I was like, we are not talking about health here. We are not talking about fitness here. We are talking about what you think when you look at my body and what you think that I should do about it. And I am incredibly uncomfortable with that because I don't care about that. I don't care what you think when you look at me. I don't care what weight you think a woman should be. I care about being strong. I care about being able to run without getting injured. I care about performing well. I care about having enough body fat on my body that I can have a period and that I can have good hormone health and fertility. But when a trainer looks at me and says, you have 15 pounds to lose, it almost just feels like we are taking all of the abundance that is health and fitness and shrinking it into, but woman should be 120 pounds. Not to mention, he also is putting a camera in my face and filming the entire thing. And I didn't ask for that either. So I was also incredibly uncomfortable about that. I was like, bruh, you just told me I had 15 pounds to lose. Why? I'm not a finished product. Why are you putting a camera in my face? And then like posting it all over his Instagram as if it's like clout that he's training me. Meanwhile, I don't ever want to train with him ever again. And so, you know, I get through the workout somehow. I get myself out of that gym and I move on. And I immediately am like telling all of my girlfriends this happened, like telling my sister, telling my mom, because I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is the shit that I talk about all the time. But sometimes I'm not sure if it actually happens because I haven't had a personal experience like this in a while. But now I'm pissed off. Now this gives extra meaning to everything that I talk about online when I talk about what is wrong with the narrative that we have about women's fitness is because I'm not just seeing it online anymore. It is not just a battle that I'm fighting in my head sometimes. Like, this is actually what a trained professional and a man is projecting onto me. If something like that happens to you and you have a comment, whether it is, you know, trying not to listen to, you know, stupid diet culture talk or propaganda that you're seeing from your family or friends or people around you or online, whether you're a girl in college and you're struggling with your body image and your confidence with, you know, all the girls around you, or you are struggling, you know, with your relationship to food and eating when you're exposed to other people's potentially unhealthy relationships with food and stuff like that, and you're trying to figure it out, that like, oh my God, like so much we need to block out the noise. We need to trust ourselves when it comes to our own health and fitness, because you should educate yourself, learn about fitness and nutrition, make it personal, like do the workouts that you enjoy, that you have educated yourself on, that you get passionate about. You don't need to listen to what every other person is telling you to do, because you could do one scroll on Instagram and, have one person tell you that Pilates is going to get you your dream body, and then another person tell you that if you're not lifting, you're not doing the right things, but then another person is going to tell you that lifting is going to make you bulky, right? Like all of this information is so contradictory and so conflicting. And then everyone has a different perspective on like what diet you should be following, when really at the end of the day, it just matters that you are eating food that makes your body feel good, that is fueling your body, and that you have a good relationship with it. And like at the end of the day, those are the things that matter. But there is so much noise surrounding these things, and it is so easy to get caught up in the world of the women's fitness industry that we need to understand does not always actually want us to be healthy and does not always want us to be fit. And also, there are just so many narratives around women's health that we still need to reverse, narratives that we need to be as lean and as small as possible, even though most athletes and most women I know who have been as lean and small as possible have had horrible relationships with food, have lost their periods, have had issues with fertility because of it, telling us that that is not actually the healthiest thing for women. That is just, the vanity of it. There are 1,000 products out there that tell you that they're going to cure your bloating, when for the most part, there's probably a food you're sensitive to, or you are probably just high stress. A lot of my bloating comes and goes with my personal stress and inflammation. Like, it is not because I drink a greens powder or take a specific supplement every day. Like, a lot of these products, they're trying to create a problem in your head. Oh, we think you're bloated. We think that's bad. Oh, we think that you're not like the skinniest version of yourself alive. We think that's bad. And then they're trying to sell you a product, sell you a service, sell you a narrative to get you there. And just the more that you can block that shit out, and the more that you can just trust yourself and trust your body and focus on feeling good and being happy in your own life. Like, there is so much mental stress that we can get rid of when we decide, like, I am just gonna do my best. I am going to work out to feel good. I'm gonna chase performance goals that make me happy. I'm gonna build a body that makes me feel confident and that I am proud of, regardless of if it looks, conventionally perfect. I am going to find confidence in it. And I am just gonna go enjoy a happy and adventurous and peaceful life and block out this noise of all of the people telling me that there is something wrong with me and that there are things that I need to fix. The more that we focus on abundance, I can create health and I can create happiness and I can create adventure and all of that in my life, rather than all of the negativity of, I need to fix this, this is wrong. Our lives are just so much better. If you are struggling with your body image a little bit this winter, especially, or just like any time in general, but like, ugh, it is hitting me this winter. It's so normal. Our bodies are not supposed to look the same year round. Like, that's another point, is that our peak shape, our peak fitness, all of that, like it also doesn't need to be permanent. I'm kind of having this moment recently where I am comparing myself right now and how I look and how I feel to how I did a few months ago. I spent a lot of the summer being very active. I was, trying to train for a marathon, and so I was doing a lot more running alongside my strength. I was outside hanging out with friends. I was surfing. I was at the beach. Like, I just naturally was like getting so many steps and being so much more active. And so I do feel like over the summer, I felt, like a slightly leaner version of my body. And I felt really confident in that. And I also felt like I was really active and really strong, and I had a tan, and everything was so great and life was great. And now it's winter. I was injured for a while, so I've naturally been moving less. It's winter. There's literally a blizzard outside of my window as I am looking outside. So naturally, I'm outside less and I'm moving less. I am completely pale and losing my tan altogether. I've also been actively trying to get back to strength and building more muscle in the gym. And so with that, like, I have been gaining weight. So just this combination of feeling like I'm moving less, feeling like I'm noticing my clothes fit a little bit differently recently, feeling like I'm paler and all of that, like it definitely has been a hit to my confidence. I'm having a lot of days where I'm feeling like, oh, I just, oh, like I cannot put an outfit together where I feel confident in or where I feel good right now, or like, I would love to keep my hoodie on or keep my shirt on in the gym. Like, I just don't feel my best right now. And like, you know what? That's fine. Like, we go through those phases. We go through those moments. It's not supposed to be linear. It is okay if your body looks and feels different during different phases of life. It doesn't mean that you're never going to be back to that spot. And also, sometimes it is part of the process. Like right now for me, this is part of the process because I know that like if I want to build glutes, if I want to build strong shoulders and muscle, that requires putting on some weight. And the winter I find is the best time to do that because I'm naturally slowed down anyways. And I know that inevitably when the sun is out and when I'm moving a bit more and when I'm running a bit more, like I'm going to lean out and I'm probably going to have more muscle on my body then. And I'm going to be like so happy about it and so confident with it. So I just kind of have to trust the process right now and be like, there's nothing wrong with me right now. I still look great. I still feel pretty great. I just, you know, feel a little bit different because they don't have as much of a glow about me. And, you know, my jeans are like a little bit tighter than they were, but you know, I also have more of a butt. So that's exciting too. But also, I can accept that momentarily right now because it is this change of season and it's a slower winter. And because I'm focused on muscle and strength, that like my body is going to look and feel different right now than it did over the summer when I was moving around so much and I was so tan and active and outdoors. Like that is natural. And so as I work on not letting that get to me, as I work on not letting stupid, uneducated comments from people who are supposed to be professionals but clearly don't know shit and don't know what they're talking about or else they wouldn't say that, I thought that this would be an important conversation to bring up with you guys as well in case you guys are going through some of the same things or maybe you can just put this story in your back pocket so that if someone makes a stupid comment about your body or your weight or tries to tell you what to do with your health and fitness from, you know, a very uneducated and unloving standpoint in the future, you can pull this out of the back of your pocket and be like, well, Caroline said this, and you can know that I'm in your corner. Thank you so much for listening. If you're not already, make sure you're following Girls with Goals wherever you listen, on Spotify or on Apple. Follow the show. It really means a lot to us. And if you're new to the show from this episode, most of the episodes are with myself and my twin sister and Catherine. We are 23. We started the show when we were 19. I've been honestly kind of reminiscing today because I was putting some Instagram stories up about how long, you know, we've been doing the show together and kind of introducing it to some of my newer followers. So a lot of people have been with us here through college into this kind of post-grad and figuring ourselves out in our early 20s era that we're in. So we have episodes about just about everything: confidence, self-growth, relationship, you know, motivation, figuring yourself out, health, fitness, mindset, all of that stuff. So definitely look through all of the episodes that we have. And Catherine will be back here with me next week. And we'll see you on Monday. Bye.